Life's invisibility is its magic. Life's invisibility is its magic. How often have you wondered about the things that are going on in life? How often have you wondered about what is happening in your world? How often have you wondered what is important in your life? We all do. But the thing is, what is important in your life? What is something that's in your life that is so absolutely fantastic, absolutely magnificent, absolutely wonderful that you don't really know what it is? Well, those are the things that make life exciting, aren't they? To know what it is, the invisibility of life. You can look at all sorts of things and think that you're seeing what you're seeing, but you're not seeing what you're seeing because you're seeing only the obvious. You're seeing only the evident. You're not seeing all of the magic that's behind it. You're not seeing all of the wonderment that goes on behind the things that are happening in your life. Do you know why the sun shines? Do you know why the sun is in the sky in the first place? Do you know why the Big Bang happened? Do you know why then? Do you know why you find some people so charming and so wonderful and other people so despicable to you? You just have no desire to be with them. That's magic. That's all magic. All that is magic of what is going on in the world. Life, the magic of life is so fantastic. Think about it. Think about what makes life exciting. And what really makes life exciting is its magic. What really makes life exciting is what is going on all the time in it. Life's invisibility is its magic. So once we begin to be aware of the invisibility of life, we begin to be aware of the magic of life. And we don't need to be aware of the invisibility of life. We don't need to be aware of those things because they just take place. They just are. And they are very wonderful. They're very marvelous. They're very exciting. Now, what are you going to do about that? How are you going to take care of life's invisibility and be aware of its magic? Well, if you just continuously like yourself, if you continuously think that you're one of the marvelous, most wonderful beings in the universe, then you are entering into that magic of life. Because you don't know why you're so wonderful, you just are. You don't know why you live, you just do. You don't know why your cells of your body grow and why they take care of themselves. You don't know why they're so magical. You don't know why any of these things are. And that's the invisibility of life, the invisibility of all. And the more we become aware of that it's just there, and we don't need to pay any attention to it, we don't need to give it any thought, any power, any realization of anything at all. Just live it and enjoy it and delight in it. And as you live it, enjoy it, and delight in it, you find that it is the most wonderful, exciting, happy activities you could ever have in your life. Are you ready to really be that wonderful, exciting, fantastic activity of your life? Are you really ready to be who you are? Are you really ready to have all of the magic take place in your life that happens? It just happens. You're not really aware of it. You're not really aware how wonderful life is. And that makes it glorious. Now, do we want to be aware of the invisibility of life, the magic of life? Or do we just want to participate in it? When a child goes out to play in the sandbox, he has that invisible friends around him. He has invisible mountains and invisible cities and invisible lakes and invisible rivers. He has invisible things. They're all invisible. But to him, he lives in the awareness that they're there and in the delight that they're there. And in this living in the awareness and delight that the invisible exists, he has a world so wonderful, so marvelous, so exciting, that it just consumes his total interest. You too, me too. We have a world that consumes our total interest, that's so exciting, that, and we don't really know what it is. Do you know why it is that you wake up in the morning with a smile on your face? It's a choice you have. And you wake up in the morning and smile, oh, what a wonderful day is ahead of me. Oh, what great things are going to happen today. I'm going to do all sorts of wonderful things. And you have no idea what you're going to do. You maybe have a thought or two of something that you might do, but are you really aware of what you're going to do? Or is it just something that takes place because it is one of those invisibility things in life that makes life so exciting and so wonderful and so magnificent? You can do that, and you do it. We do that all the time. And so if we could just say, I let go and let the invisibility of life be the magic of my world and delight in the magic of my world, delight in all of the wonderful, exciting things that are happening all around me all the time. I see the wind gently blowing, and I don't know where it comes from or where it's going and what it's doing, but I feel it's so good. Now, in the morning, I take a walk around the monastery grounds here, and I go for a couple miles. And as I walk around the monastery grounds, I walk into a valley, and it becomes cool. And then I come up out of the valley, and there's a little warm breeze blowing across me and making me feel so good. It's invisible, but it's there. And it makes me feel, hey, this is nice. This is wonderful. And I don't say I'd like to have that warm breeze everywhere, because that warm breeze on those unexpected, exciting moments is so wonderful. And if it were there all the time, and then I became sort of just enamored to it, and I thought about it and all the time, it no longer would be the exciting thing that it is. It's all a matter of what I want to do. It's all a matter of how I want to be. It's all a matter of where in the world all these things take place. Now, where do they take place? Where are they being done in my world? How are they being exercised in my world? How are they being part of me? That part of me that is so wonderful and so fantastic and so glorious, how are they being part of me? And they're being part of me because that's what I am. That's what I am. And that's the magic of the invisibility of life. Yes. Let these invisible things in life be in your awareness, just to a little degree, and say, ooh, that's fun. Oh, that's nice. And when you do that, then they are, oh, that's fun. Oh, that's nice. And watch how many times they keep adding up and saying, hey, here's another one. Hey, here's another one. Hey, isn't this neat? Wow, this is fantastic. Yes, this is glorious. Yes, this is what it's all about. And indeed, this is what it's all about. And it's what we like to do. It's how we like to have it, and how it always will be for us if we let go and let it be. Now, Ruby just heard Ellen coming into the house, and she had to go out and greet her and say, hi, yeah, it's nice here. Usually we're gone by the time you come, but here we are still here because we're enjoying the invisibility of life, the magic of life all the time. Today you can enjoy that all the time, just like I do. And as you do, you find it's wonderful beyond measure. Have a lovely day, and know that under all circumstances, I love you. I love you. I love you.